Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Prime Minister College of Excellence in all districts of Madhya Pradesh. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla says Indians residing abroad are integral partners in country's development and modernization. 3 terrorists killed as army foils infiltration bid along LOC in Kupwara district of Jammu and Kashmir. KP Sharma Oli to be the new Prime Minister of Nepal. In men's cricket, India beat host Zimbabwe in 5th and final T20 international in Harare, clinch 5-match series 4-1. In Wimbledon tennis, the summit clash of men's singles between Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz underway in London, and Spain to lock horns with England in the final of Euro Football Cup in Berlin tonight. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the initiative is aimed at providing excellent and high-quality education to students. He emphasized that the new education policy aims not only to equip the Indian students to compete globally for the next 25 years, but also to reconnect them with our rich cultural heritage and languages.
मोदी जी ने आने वाले 25 साल की जरूरतों को पूरा करने वाली नई शिक्षा नीति लाने का काम किया। ये नई शिक्षा नीति भारत के विद्यार्थियों को विश्व भर के विद्यार्थियों के साथ स्पर्धा करने के योग्य बनाएगी और दूसरी ओर हजारों साल हमारी पुरानी संस्कृति और भाषाओं के साथ भी हमारे विद्यार्थियों को जोड़ने का काम करेगी।
The Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav also participated in the event. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah participated in the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign in Indore. Under the initiative, Indore created a world record of planting 11 lakh saplings in a day and achieved its target of planting 51 lakh trees. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said the campaign started by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has now become a mass movement.
Jab Modi ji ne abhiyan ka सूत्रपात किया तब किसी को मालूम नहीं था कि अभियान एक नारा न रहकर आंदोलन बढ़ जाएगा आज पूरे देश में हर व्यक्ति अपनी मां के नाम पर एक वृक्ष लगाकर अपनी मां को और धरती माता को एक प्रकार से प्रणाम करने का काम करता है
Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol has said that India has made great progress in the aviation sector during the past 10 years, with air transport service in the country reaching the third place globally today. The minister was speaking at an event after the operationalization of the newly constructed terminal of Pune Airport today. Mr. Mohol further said that during the last 10 years, 469 new air routes have been opened in the country and new terminals have been built at airports in several cities, including Delhi, Bangalore and Ayodhya. The new terminal of Pune Airport will facilitate transport of about 1 crore passengers every year. Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has outlined significant development plans for Ladakh in alignment with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for a threefold acceleration of developmental efforts during his third term. During the Beneficiary Interaction Program of the National Minorities Development and Finance Corporation at Kargil, the minister announced the establishment of a cultural center in Kargil designed to promote and preserve the cultural heritage of minority communities. Later, talking to media, the union minister highlighted several key initiatives aimed at enhancing the socio-economic status of minorities in the region.
Our minority communities ke liye vishesh development ka package अलग अलग सेक्टर का बनाया हुआ है मैं आगे और भी तेजी से यहाँ का लाइफ को ठीक करने के लिए खास करके हेल्थ एजुकेशन और स्किलिंग में ट्रेनिंग के लिए ताकि युवाओं को रोजगार मिल सके सेल्फ एम्प्लॉयमेंट भी होगा और एम्प्लॉयमेंट जनरेशन होगा
In Jammu and Kashmir, an infiltration attempt was thwarted on the line of control, LOC, in the Kiran sector of Kupwara district today. According to defense sources, three terrorists were neutralized during this anti-infiltration operation. Additionally, weapons and other military equipment were recovered at the operation site. The operation was ongoing in the area when last reports came in. In Manipur, one CRPF Jawan has been killed while two police personnel were injured in the attack carried out by armed militants in Jiribam district this morning. The security forces retaliated and a heavy exchange of fire took place. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh strongly condemned the attack. The Chief Minister extended his condolences to the bereaved family of the deceased soldier and wished speedy recovery of the injured police personnel in the attack. The doors of Ratna Bhandar, the treasure trove of Sri Jagannath Temple in the holy town of Puri in Odisha, was reopened this afternoon after nearly four decades. A special team opened the doors, which had last been opened in 1985, while the inventory of its jewels and other valuables was conducted in 1978. The doors were opened following the standard operating procedures issued by the state government. The entire proceedings were video recorded. We have a report.
The entire nation was eagerly waiting with bated breath to know about the precious jewelries and gemstones inside the Ratna Bhandar, as the inner chamber of Ratna Bhandar boasts a collection of the rarest jewelries, including diamonds, golds and precious gems. The special team which entered the Ratna Bhandar inspected the condition of containers in which the valuables are stored inside the inner chamber. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today achieved a significant milestone by surpassing 100 million followers on his social media account X. Mr. Modi now holds the distinction of being the world's most followed leader in office on X. Prime Minister Modi is far ahead of other world leaders, including US President Joe Biden, who has 38.1 million, and Prime Minister of Canada Justin Trudeau, who has 6.5 million followers. In a social media post following this achievement, Prime Minister Modi said that he is looking forward to an equally engaging time in the future as well. Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on crossing the staggering 100 million follower mark on microblogging site X. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that Indians residing abroad are integral partners in India's development and modernization. He was addressing the Indian diaspora at Moscow in Russia. Mr. Birla commended the Indian community for their significant contributions to nation building in India, highlighting their role as ambassadors who shape India's image in Russia through their actions, contributions and achievements. The Lok Sabha Speaker was leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Russia, which concluded on the 12th of this month. World leaders have condemned the attack on former US President Donald Trump at an election rally in western Pennsylvania. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the act of political violence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said violence has no place in politics and democracies. The Prime Minister wished Mr. Trump a speedy recovery. The gunman and one audience member were killed in the shooting last night. Another spectator is in a serious condition. In a statement, the former president informed that a bullet pierced the upper part of his right ear. President Joe Biden denounced the violence and said that he is grateful that Trump is safe. Nepal President Ramchandra Paudel today appointed Communist Party of Nepal Unified Marxist-Leninist Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli as the next Prime Minister. He succeeds Pushp Kamal Dahal Prachand, who lost the vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on Friday, leading to the formation of the new government. President Paudel will administer the oath of office to Mr. Oli and other members of his cabinet tomorrow morning. Mr. Oli staked his claim to become the next Prime Minister with the backing of Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and submitted the signatures of 165 House of Representatives members to form the government. Back home, the Niti Aayog has announced the launch of the Niti Gearshift Challenge as part of the eFast India initiative. This pioneering hackathon aims to foster innovative business models for the adoption of zero-emission trucks in India, addressing the nation's pressing economic and environmental challenges. Niti Aayog has also invited students, transport service practitioners, academics and researchers to develop innovative business models that address financial, technical and operational challenges in the adoption of electric trucks. The team of Institute of Technology of Nirma University won the Robo competition DD Robocon India 2024. The two-day event began yesterday at Tyagaraj Stadium in New Delhi. This event was organized by Prasad Bharati and IIT Delhi. The winning team will now represent India at the International Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union Robocon 2024 in Quang Ninh, Vietnam. More than 750 students from over 45 colleges, institutions and universities participated in the event. The competition serves as a prestigious platform for showcasing and enhancing students' engineering and robotics capabilities. Foreign investors have pumped in nearly 24,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first half of July. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 15,352 crore rupees in equities and 8,484 crore rupees in the debt market, taking the net investment into the Indian capital markets to 23,836 crore rupees till the 12th of July. In Bihar, five people lost their lives and seven others were injured in a road accident in Kishanganj district today. The accident took place near Petbhari village on NH-327E in Powakhali when a speeding truck collided with a four-wheeler. The police said the injured have been admitted to Siliguri Hospital in West Bengal. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall at some places over Konkan, Goa, Kerala, coastal and south interior Karnataka, as well as at isolated places over central Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 5 days. It has also forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Telangana, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh till the 18th of this month. Additionally, isolated heavy rainfall is expected over Marathwada, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and north interior Karnataka until Tuesday. Heavy rain continues to lash Kerala, particularly in the northern parts of the state. A red alert has been issued for Malappuram, Kannur, Ernakulam and Kasaragod districts for tomorrow. A high alert has been declared in the hilly and coastal areas. Due to the anticipated heavy rains, a holiday has been announced for all educational institutions in these districts tomorrow. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea along the Kerala-Karnataka-Lakshadweep coasts due to rough sea conditions. On to sports news now. In men's cricket, India finished off their Zimbabwe tour by clinching the five-match T20 International Series 4-1. India defeated hosts in the fifth and final match by 42 runs in Harare today, riding on a half-century by Sanju Samson and Mukesh Kumar's four-wicket haul. Put into bat first, the visitors managed a respectable total of 167 for the loss of 6 wickets. In reply, Zimbabwe lost a flurry of wickets and were all out in 18.3 overs. In Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain has clinched the men's singles title, defeating Novak Djokovic of Serbia 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. Alcaraz comfortably won the first two sets 6-2, 6-2, but Djokovic bounced back in the third. However, the Spaniard clinched the third set as well. This was Alcaraz's second appearance in a Wimbledon final. Later tonight, a mixed doubles final, 7-seed Polish-Taiwanese pair of Jan Zielinski and Si Su Wei will be up against Mexican duo of Santiago Gonzalez and Giuliano Olmos. The final match of the European Football Championship Euro Cup will be played between Spain and England tonight at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time in Berlin. Spain are aiming for a record fourth title at the Continental Championship, while England will be playing in their second consecutive Euro final. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Prime Minister College of Excellence in all districts of Madhya Pradesh. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla says Indians residing abroad are integral partners in countries' development and modernization. Three terrorists killed as army foils infiltration bid along LOC in Kupwara district of Jammu and Kashmir. KP Sharma Oli to be the new Prime Minister of Nepal. In men's cricket, India beat host Zimbabwe in fifth and final T20 International in Harare, clinched five-match series 4-1. In Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz clinches men's singles title, defeating Novak Djokovic in the final, and Spain to lock horns with England in the final of Europe Football Cup in Berlin tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.